Could you start just by telling us your name?
Charles B. Brown.
And where were you born?
Ongar, Essex, England.
And when?
18th of June, 1894.
Then you and your family came to Canada around 1903.
1903.
When did you come to Burnaby?
In 1909 is when we came to Burnaby. Although we had lived on the borderline from about 1904 to 1909, we lived right on the edge of Burnaby, just in the Westminster side of the boundary.
Oh. Do you know why your parents chose Burnaby to come and live in?
Well, mainly because my father had a sister who was living in Burnaby while he was living in New Westminster.
Do you think many people came to Burnaby because taxes were cheaper or anything like that? Were they?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know why they come to Burnaby at all. Shouldn't put that in there, I guess. But
well, in 1910, you began as an office boy at the Municipal Hall.
Yeah.
What did an office boy do?
Everything.
What was everything?
Well, in my case, because I typed. Oh. And I used to do typing and run messages and all that sort of stuff. I wasn't on that job very long.
What did you do after that?
Well, I went to the engineer's office and worked as a clerk up in the engineer's office. That's when we were starting to do all the paving the roads and that. I remember one of the things I did was to type specifications for the paving of Kingsway.
Ah.
Pretty lengthy thing. They were in the days when they were not very used to putting roads down. They were.
Well, that must have been one of the first paved roads in Burnaby, wasn't it?
I guess it was. It was the first paved. Yeah. Well, it was. Yes, it was. Been paved again since then, of course. But yeah, that was. I think that was 1912.
Yeah, I think that's right. Well, that was a period when Burnaby was growing quite a lot, wasn't it?
Well, it started to grow then, yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't really start to get, let me see, when was it? I think it was about 1911 when we had a reeve by the name of Wirt. You had his name mentioned at all,
yeah.
Reeve Wirt. He was responsible for borrowing a lot of the money that caused our downfall in the end, of course.
Oh.
But it didn't hurt us any, though, really.
So you worked in the engineers department until the war?
Yeah.
And then you went to war?
Well, I did it in 1916, in February of 1916.
And you came back?
I did, yeah. I came back in, well, I forget what, 1919, I guess.
And brought a wife with you?
Yep.
To Burnaby again?
Yep.
Do you remember what she thought of Burnaby when she first saw it?
I wouldn't attempt to tell you.
Okay. And you went back to the Municipal Hall to work after the war?
Yes, I went back when I came back. Yeah, I went back and went into the assessment department.
And what were you doing there?
Just ordinary clerical work, mostly. Adding up huge long columns of figures and that, because we didn't have adding machines in those days. Yeah.
And then sometime before 1930, you joined Mr. Moore in the clerk's office.
Yes, I think that would be about, let me see, Well, I was with him for several years. I don't know just when I started with him. I guess it must have been in 1919 when I came back. I went to him, I'd say it's about 1922 or 23 or something like that. I think I don't remember the exact dates. That books would tell you, though, I guess.
Yes. So when the Depression hit, you were still the assistant clerk working under Mr. Moore.
Yeah. Right?
Did the Depression bring any changes to that job?
No, I don't think so.
What kind of duties were you doing as assistant clerk?
Well, just ordinary day-to-day business that you have to do, that's all.
What is day-to-day business for a clerk?
Well, answering complaints and keeping records straight in the office and that sort of thing. It was notifying counselors when there, of course, there wasn't any counselors around you then. Oh, yes, there
yes,
was.
There would
yes,
have been
there
been.
Was then.
Yeah. Did you type the minutes then as well?
Yeah. I didn't type them in that book, though.
How were they done?
When Mr. Moore was here, they used to be all written out in handwriting when he was the clerk. And the old original books are there yet, I guess. I don't exactly know what year we started. We found out we could get a machine to type right into the book itself, so save you getting them bound afterwards. I don't remember.
They're typewritten in 1929, certainly.
Huh?
They are typewritten in
1929.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess they were.
So the whole book went into the machine.
Yeah.
And you typed it there.
Yeah. I don't know what became of that machine. I don't know.